He moved with practiced urgency, wrapping duct tape around the cylinder in Brent's chest, making sure each layer was sealed and airtight. When he finished, he stepped back for a moment, inspecting his work with a quick nod of satisfaction. "Okay," he said, straightening. "Take a few deep breaths for me." Brent inhaled, and the latex tube fluttered and pulsed with each breath, a thin stream of air hissing out under pressure. Cyrus bent low again, pressing his ear to Brent's back. After a few long moments, he breathed out a sigh of relief. "That's better. Lung sounds are improving. But the tube's not secured. Hopefully it doesn't get pulled out." Cyrus got to his feet and hastily packed up his campsite, shoving supplies into his backpack with rough efficiency. He hoisted his backpack onto his back with a practiced motion, the familiar weight settling comfortably against his shoulders. He wrapped Brent's dirty blue pack around his front, securing it snugly against his chest, creating a cocoon of gear. With their supplies in place, the two navigated the terrain back toward the creek bed, the dual packs forcing Cyrus to sway faintly with each step. They walked again down the slope to where Cyrus first found Brent, the forest thick around them, and Brent spoke up.
"If we follow that dried creek bed for about a mile or two, we'll find the logging road I drove up here on. Then you can get me to Mystique."
Cyrus turned with a quizzical look.
"Mystique? Who the heck is that?" "My old beater of a truck, man,"
Brent replied, as if it were an obvious choice to name a vehicle.